Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao. Scott County reports two more deaths from the coronavirus, bringing its total so far to 199. There are 37 new cases, and its positivity rate has fallen to 7% from 7.7 on Wednesday. There were no new deaths in Rock Island County, so its total holds at 302. The county reports 24 new cases and a positivity rate of 4.1%. Harsh winter weather across the country will limit COVID vaccinations in the Quad Cities. Janet Hill from the Rock Island County Health Department says this week's shipment has been delayed because of bad weather.
Without vaccine shipments arriving this week, we are unable to hold as large a clinic as we had been the last few weeks.
So instead of having 800 doses or more for Tuesday's clinic, there'll just be about 200 unless the regular shipment shows up between now and then. Hill says because of expected cold weather, the next three weekly vaccination clinics will be held at the Taxslayer Center in Moline instead of the Greater Quad City Auto Auction in Milan. Small business owners are worried about continued loss of sales and earnings as the pandemic and restrictions dictate how many customers walk through their doors. That's according to the Small Business Optimism Index for January from the National Federation of Independent Businesses. At 95, the index is down about 1 point from December and down more than 3 points from a nearly 50-year average. Mark Grant, the Federation's Illinois director, says small companies are hurting the most. The businesses in travel and hospitality have been hit the hardest.
There's just a huge segment of the working population who aren't working right now, and it's really hospitality related. And I think until we get our hotels, motels, travel industry going, you know, tourism, all those kind of things, all that related, there's just going to remain a large number of people who aren't working, and that's unfortunate.
Grant says owners of companies in Illinois may be even more pessimistic than those in other states.
And so our business owners are very skeptical about what comes out of Springfield, and that might be kind of a unfortunate notion, you know, that goes beyond Illinois, but definitely in our state, it's been a very tough several years here, and most business owners I know feel like that the government always wants to find a way to tax or add another fee.
The January Small Business Optimism Index shows the percentage of owners who expect better conditions over the next 6 months has dropped to a net negative 23%. That's the lowest level since 2013. That statistic has fallen 55 points over the past 4 months. A new season and a new major league affiliation. The Quad Cities River Bandits announced their schedule for the 2021 season yesterday. They'll play 120 games starting on the road on May 4th against the South Bend Cubs. Following the reorganization of the minor leagues last fall, the River Bandits moved from the Class A level to the High A level and switched affiliations from Houston to Kansas City. Opponents in the new High A Central League will include some familiar faces from the Midwest League, including Cedar Rapids, Peoria, and Wisconsin. But lost in the reorganization from the minor leagues are Clinton and Burlington. Today in the forecast, it's mostly cloudy with a high near 17. I'm Mariana Bacayao.